We're celebrating the art and power of music all this month, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Northbridge Companies, and listeners like you. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
I was pretty fortunate growing up in a pretty musical family in the 70s. As a small child, I was introduced to a lot of great music. My parents listened to a lot of Beach Boys and Peter, Paul, and Mary, Beatles. And I was also introduced to a lot of AM radio in the 70s, Neil Diamond and Kenny Rogers. And we had an AM radio right in our kitchen that was on most of the time, WGAN. I think it was in 1979, I had a paper route for the first time. So I was starting to earn some cash for myself. And I was 10 years old, and there was a record store that came in a few blocks from my house that became very, very popular. I remember that my brother and I and a couple of our neighborhood friends decided to ride our bikes up there and buy some music. And this was my first experience in choosing some music on my own that wasn't a part of my parents' repertoire. It wasn't something on the radio. I was one of many kids at that time that also joined those clubs where you could send in $1.99 and get 6 or 10 albums. This new huge world of music opened up to me that was of my choosing, my direction. Within a few short years, I was devouring music from bands and whole catalogs. From that moment of Rock With You by Michael Jackson, soon after that, it was R.E.M. and then U2 and Nirvana and Guns N' Roses and on and on and on, which was really the beginning of creating my own encyclopedia of music and loves. But looking back on that time, that really stands out to me as sort of a chapter opening up for me in my life. My name is Bob Mills. I live in South Portland, Maine. I'm a teacher and a musician, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of our Music That Moves Me stories are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mainepublic.org for all the details.